Know the author?
Recognise the paint. It's like Michigan, hardcore propellant. Say zinc.
What about the symbols? Do you recognise them?
Not even sure it's a proper language.
Two men have been murdered, Raz. Deciphering this is the key to finding out who killed them.
Well, this is all you got to go on. It's hardly much now, is it?
Are you going to help us or not?
We'll ask around.
Somebody must know something about it.
Oi! What the hell do you think you're doing? This gallery is a listed public building.
No, no, wait, wait. It's not me who painted that. I was just holding this for...
A bit of an enthusiast, are we?
She was right in the middle of an important piece of restoration. Why would she suddenly resign?
Family problems. She said so in her letter.
But she doesn't have a family. She came to this country on her own.
Andy.
Those teapots, those ceramics, they've become her obsession. She's been working on restoring them for weeks. I can't believe that she would just abandon them.
Perhaps she was getting a bit of unwanted attention.
Been a while.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. Custody sergeants don't really like to be hurried, do they? Just formalities. Fingerprints, charge sheet, and I've got to be in magistrate's court on Tuesday.
What?
Me, Sherlock, in court on Tuesday. They're giving me an ASBO.
Good, fine.
You want to tell your little pal he's welcome to go and own up any time?
It's simple. I still can't place it. No, I need you to go to the police station, ask about the journalist whose personal effects will have been impounded, get hold of his diary or something that will tell us his movements.
We'll see Van Koon's PA. If you retrace their steps, somewhere they'll coincide.
Scotland Yard.
Flew back from Dalian Friday. Looks like he had back-to-back meetings with the sales team.
Can you print me up a copy?
Sure.
What about the day he died? Can you tell me where he was?
Sorry, bit of a gap. I have all his receipts.
Your friend.
Listen, whatever you say, I'm behind you 100%.
He's an arrogant sod.
Well, that was mild. People say a lot worse than that.
This is what you wanted, isn't it? The journalist's diary?
What kind of a boss was he, Amanda? Appreciative?
No, that's not a word I'd use. The only things Eddie appreciated had a big price tag.
Like that hand cream. He bought that for you, didn't he? Look at this one. Got a taxi from home on the day he died, £18.50.
I would get him to the office.
Not rush hour, check the time. Mid-morning, 18, we get him as far as...
The West End. I remember him saying.
Underground, printed at 1 in Piccadilly.
So he got a tube back to the office. Why would he get a taxi into town and then the tube back?
Because he was delivering something heavy. Want to lug a package up the escalator.
Delivering?
To somewhere near Piccadilly Station. Dropped the package, delivered it, and then... stopped on his way. Got peckish. So you brought your lunch from here en route to the station, but where were you headed from? Where did the taxi drop you?
Right. Eddie Van Koon brought a package here the day he died. Whatever was hidden inside that case, I've managed to piece together a picture using scraps of information.
Sherlock.
Credit card bills, receipts. He flew back from China, and then he came here.
Sherlock.
Somewhere in this street, somewhere near, I don't know where, but
that shop over there.
How could you tell?
Lucas's diary. He was here too. He wrote down the address.
Oh.